The Best in Class podcast is presented by Bill Curry Ford, Best in Class draft guru Sean Sullivan. He's all over the position breakdowns entering Thursday night's draft. Of course, the draft extends to Friday and Saturday. Today, it's tight ends and running backs. And of course, Sean always has an eye on his beloved Buccaneers and where they may go with a specific player. Catch up on all the breakdowns at joebucksfan.com, Apple Podcasts. Here's Sean Sullivan.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to Best in Class, coming to you live from Bill Curry Ford Studios in Tampa. Can you believe the fact that we are days away from the NFL draft? So excited. Draft podcast Monday, draft on Thursday, first round. This is the best time, other than watching actual NFL football, that I get to have all year. Very exciting stuff. Can't wait to dive in it. Today, we are diving into running backs and tight ends. One of the positions is in play, I think, for the Buccaneers. I don't think that running back is really in a position right now with what we have invested. Maybe a late round flyer. We'll talk about that. But first, let's talk about Bill Curry Ford being a family-owned Ford store and the first family of Ford in 65 years celebration right now in Tampa, working with the Tampa community, working with first responders, working with McDill, working with the community. The Curry family does it all. We have everything. Right now, if you visit BillCurryFord.com, it's your choice. So I'm going to give you a number, right? This is a lease number starting at number, right? And you get to pick from an Escape, a Bronco Sport, that's a four-wheel drive car, by the way, or a Ranger Super Crew, full-size Ranger, for $259 a month. Or for $359 a month, you can pick an Explorer, a Maverick, or a full-size Bronco, Big Bend, for $359 a month. And you can buy an F-150 brand new for $459 a month. Again, these are lease payments, 3 years, low miles. All the details are at BillCurryFord.com when you visit. These are amazing deals going on right now. Plus, we have, again, mobile service. We'll come out to your house or your home for free of charge. Service, recalls, warranty work. We can do it all with our master certified technicians. We have everything going on right now, including our new rollback, which I'm very excited about for those of you that's a tow truck. If you call me right now and you say, hey, Sean, I listen to you on Joe Bucks Fan. My car is stuck somewhere. You don't have to worry. You call me, I'll send a tow truck to pick it up at no charge. I'll bring it right into the dealer. We'll look at it and figure out what's going on. Or I'll help you buy a new one. We can talk Bucks draft, and I'll sell you a new car. By the way, 0% just got announced too, if you're looking at purchasing. Rates are going down, guys. They're going down. So when you get that tax return, that large tax return that you're getting this year, don't forget about us. Now's a good time to buy a new car. Keep the economy going. Keep people employed. Support your city, and we support you. That's how it works. Now, getting into draft talk, let's discuss what's going on at the running back position right now. Every year we discuss the value of running backs, kind of like the safety conversation. Don't get me, I'm not going to get sidetracked on the safety conversation, but listen, safeties aren't what they used to be in the NFL, and neither are running backs as far as the value is concerned. But every once in a while, you find a running back that makes a key difference. Saquon Barkley's, you know, that can come in. Jahmyr Gibbs, they can come in and be game-changing, winning offenses right now with these running backs. I mean, they can. Bijan Robinson is one that everyone's, you know, you saw what Atlanta did. They had bad coaching, okay? Bijan Robinson's the real deal. He can win games for you. People like McCaffrey, you know, obviously McCaffrey is at the end of his career, but at the beginning of his career, you saw the explosiveness and the Derrick Henrys and how Derrick Henry can change a game and keep the defense rests, you know, and keep the wearing out the other opposing defense for the second half of the game. Running backs do have a role. This year, Jeremiah Love out of Notre Dame, 6'0", 212, running a 4.36, explosive. This guy, 1,300 yards, 18 touchdowns, 7 yards. They knew he was getting the ball. He still got 7 yards. Listen, Notre Dame isn't, it's an independent. It doesn't play like an SEC schedule, okay? But it's very competitive schedule. They could not stop this guy for 7 yards. It's unbelievable what Jeremiah Love. He is a difference maker. He's a day one difference maker in the NFL. This guy is amazing. He's a 3-down back, has vision, has burst, can hit a home run every single time he touches the ball. He is an absolute mismatch. If you get him in space with, say, you just do it like a, just a regular Ira's favorite thing, a running back screen. This is a guy that makes everybody nervous on defense on the other team when he gets a, when he gets the ball. He's like, oh, what do we do? What do we do? Because he's that good. He is lightning in a bottle. His NFL comparison is Saquon Barkley. The guy is big, not small, fast, built well for a running back. He looks like he was born. He was like Phelps in the water. He looks like he was born to do this job, right? For those of you who don't know, he's a swimmer. He looks like he was built to be a swimmer. Jeremiah Love was built to be a running back. This guy is awesome. And speaking of Notre Dame, right, you think that lightning in a bottle doesn't strike, but sometimes the backups, and we can give you a thousand examples of backups in the NFL, or backups in college that became amazing players in the NFL. They just didn't get their opportunity because they were sitting behind a much better player. And we're going to talk about that in the tight ends. Actually, it's kind of relevant for the Bucs this time. But, I mean, if you look at this guy, Jadarian Price out of Notre Dame, he's going to be my second running back from the same school. Shorter guy, right? Doesn't have the size of Jeremiah Love. He's still 203 pounds, 4'4", 940, 674 yards and 11 touchdowns as a backup. Speed, space, weapon. Jahmyr Gibbs, this is who his NFL comparison is. It's so easy to see. He's unbelievably gifted with this burst that he has. I don't know if he's going to be able to carry, you know, a team on his back like a Bijan or a Derrick Henry, but the way they sprinkled Jahmyr Gibbs in with Montgomery in Detroit, and the way they shared carries with him and the way they can keep him fresh, keep him dangerous, that's how I see Jadarian Price. This guy is a dangerous weapon that can score anytime he's on the field. He's a game-changing running back, but I think he's a running back by committee where you have two really good running backs, but he's going to score a lot of points for you in space. The fact that Jeremiah Love and Jadarian Price were on the same team is insane to me. It really is. I know that I have him higher than a lot of people, and the reason why is because the NFL game is built on one thing: score touchdowns. Why do we find it so entertaining? When the quarterbacks throw for a lot of touchdowns, we love the quarterback. When the receiver catches a lot of touchdowns, we love the wide receiver. When the running back scores a lot, we love the running backs, right? Because we, as fans, love to see scoring, okay? Jadarian Price can score. That's the way it is. He had 11 touchdowns, guys, and spot duty. Jeremiah Love had 18 touchdowns. I mean, just these guys are special. Obviously, Jeremiah Love is size. He's built to be a three-down back. Jadarian Price is not. I think, again, my advice on him is to keep him fresh, but my goodness, can he score points, and he can score in bunches. And given the right circumstance and the right team, what a weapon. Now, this next guy, for those of you who got to watch the Combine, so this year I wasn't able to go to the Combine, but last year I went to the Combine. So it's very exciting. It was a great opportunity. I had some work stuff come up where I couldn't go this year, unfortunately. You know, sometimes my hobby gets in the way of my main job, right? That's how it goes. But Mike Washington, out of Arkansas, 6'1", 223, ran a 4.340, had 1,000 yards rushing, 8 TDs, 8 touchdowns. He can run through tackles, and he has breakaway speed, very similar to like a smaller Derrick Henry. But he has a very similar running style to Derrick Henry because he can run downhill, but he can also get outside. And then if you think you're going to chase him down from behind, it's going to be very difficult once he breaks through the linebackers. That's kind of like what Mike Washington does. But the coolest thing about him, he sat down after he ran his 40. And I love how Lee DeKemper always says, you know, this is like a track star. You know, the NFL's not about the track. It isn't. But sometimes, you know, you want to see the speed at this and match the film. With Mike Washington, he sat down after his 40 and it was announced 4-3. You know, he literally cried because it's the culmination of all of the hard work and dedication that he has put into being a running back, going to the NFL. Just a great story. If you guys get a chance, please watch it. And again, with Mike Washington, another thing in my notes, balance, right? So obviously good running backs, good pass rushers have amazing flexibility and balance, and he has that as well, which is really interesting. My next running back is just a unbelievable tackling machine. Like he just breaks tackles. This guy, Jonah Coleman out of Washington, he's only 5'8", 220, right? He's like a tank. He ran a 4.5 40, 758 yards rushing, had 15 TDs. Compact, physical. He's a Maurice Jones-Drew type guy. I absolutely loved him. So obviously the Saints have had some good running backs over the years, and you know they had a couple of good ones back to back. And the really interesting thing about New Orleans, when you look at their running game, has their running game been as good as their yards after contact? Right? They really want running backs to be able to get that extra yard, that extra half a yard. That's pretty much how they set their offenses up. And I look at this guy, Jonah Coleman. He fits exactly what they do there. I just think that extra half a yard, that extra, just when you're going down and you just don't go down right away, but you just scoot forward just a little bit. You scoot forward just a little bit. It's just that there's something about him. And Maurice Jones-Drew did that in bunches. And Jonah Coleman's one of those guys when you're like, oh, he's going down. No, he's not. Oh, he's going down. No, he's not. He thrives on being physical and hitting the people. He just, you know how there's running backs that run to contact? I mean, that's not what I would coach, but they run to contact. This is one of those guys that runs the contact, and he abuses safeties and linebackers and corners. He just loves it, and it's like he feeds off of it. And the more you give him the ball, the better he gets. It's like he gets into a zone. He gets into like a rhythm, and then he just gets, especially around the goal line. If you need a goal line back, if you need somebody, and again, the Bucs have struggled running the ball around the goal line. And I'm not saying for the Bucs to draft a running back, so don't send me emails at bestinclass@billcurryford.com saying Sean Sullivan said to draft a running back. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying we personally, as Bucs fans, have struggled around the goal line. This is that type of guy that gets the ball in consistently every single time around the goal line. He's just too hard to stop. My next guy, this Rasul Fashion out of South Carolina, 6 foot 218, 4'5", 470 yards, 3 TDs. He's just another guy that thrives on physical contact. I really think that he's going to be a better NFL player than he was a college player, and we'll see how that goes. But when you watch his tape, you can't help but go, man, this guy's a glass eater. And remember, I like these tough guys at every position. I think if I was Jason Light, I'm drafting on production, not projection. I'm making sure that they fit the athletic profile. I'm making sure that these guys love football, because that's a big one right now. With all these young guys retiring, they never loved football. It was a financial decision for them, right? We know that. We're watching it happen in real time. If you could play in the NFL and get another contract, you do it. Well, not nowadays, because the money's too good and they don't love the game, right? When you're this physical and you look for contact and you have great vision and you're well-rounded, the guy can also catch the ball. This is a guy that I think is going to have a very good career in the NFL. And he's out of South Carolina. I think you guys will enjoy it. Now, the next guy is one of the two running backs out of Penn State. And you're trying to figure out which one is going to be better in the NFL and which one has breakaway speed, which one, you know, is an all-around back. And Nicholas Singleton is the better of the two, in my opinion, as far as being an all-around back. 6 foot, 219, 4'5", 40, 549 yards, 13 touchdowns. Yes, 13 touchdowns. Very good on third down. Can catch the ball. Has great vision. I think this guy is super underrated, even by me. Josh Jacobs is an NFL comparison. This guy, Nicholas Singleton, he might be. Now, he's not in the class of the first two. What I'm saying is this guy could be an every down starter in the NFL and be very, very successful. I'm very interested to see how high his ceiling is, because right now I think he's a very good running back. But there's a chance that he becomes something better in the NFL, and I would love to see that, because he split carries at Penn State. You know, he wasn't as featured as he would have been, say, at the university, and I'm just going to say Florida State, Texas A&M, where you see a lot of backs, and you're going to see Florida's back this year, who has the number one, Baugh is the number one running back in college football going into the season, and he's going to be spectacular. But Nicholas Singleton is a guy you got to keep an eye on. Josh Jacobs sneaked up on a lot of people, and he became a really good running back in the NFL, led the NFL in rushing. I think this is a guy that could have a pop out a couple of seasons where you're like, wow, this guy's much better than his draft status. Our next guy at number seven, Demond Claiborne out of Wake Forest. This is a small change of pace guy, 4.37 40, under 200 pounds, had 907 yards rushing, 10 TDs. A-Chain is his NFL comparison. This guy's a change of pace back, huge big play ability. He's a rotational guy. He's not going to be a guy to carry you through the entire game. But again, very similar to Jadarian Price in the fact that I don't think that he's a full-time player, but I still think he can be extremely effective, and I think he can score around the goal line. And I think if you see him catch, it's almost like you have another wide receiver on the field. His hands are extremely smooth. I see some special teams in his future as well. The next guy, Emmett Johnson out of Nebraska, solid 202, 4.5, 6.40, a little slower on that side. But again, he's a bruising back, also can catch the ball, amazing hands, 1,451 yards rushing, 12 TDs, had 46 receptions. So he's definitely a dual threat. His NFL comparison is Rashard White. It's an interesting comparison, you know, and I think it has to do with the fact that he's such a good receiver. And I think White, as you know, was probably the second best running back wide receiver in the NFL. I think 2 years ago, he was number two to McCaffrey in the game. He also has a really amazing feature of this toughness around the goal line. Very, very consistent. He loves to get north and south. This guy is a solid number two running back in the NFL. I think he's a good guy that he can take carries. He can be a solid backup. I don't see him right now starting in the NFL, but as a third down back, as a backup to a premier starter, I think that he can fit in that third down role very, very well. And that's Emmett Johnson out of Nebraska. Now, the other Penn State running back, Katron Allen, 200 pounds, 1,300 yards rushing, 15 TDs, 6.2 yard average. This guy is like a David Montgomery, right? Physical guy, is going to get you. And I think this guy's going to be an easy 4.5 guy in the NFL. He's not going to have any breakaway speed. He's not going to stretch the field. This guy is the guy that you go, okay, if you're Bill Parcells, this is Otis Anderson, right? This is the guy that you put out there like the John Riggins. You put him out there and you just run him and run him and run him until you wear the defense down. But he's going to give you a lot of 5 yard runs. 5 yard runs, 5 yard runs, 5 yard runs. Very rarely is he going to get taken down for a loss. Very rarely is he going to be getting you 1 yard. So that's the kind of offense that he does. He's going to be a ball control running back. I think that in the right, like the Washington Redskins or the team formerly known as Redskins, whatever we want to call them now, I'm so tired of the name changes. This is a guy that fits kind of what David Montgomery, Brian Robinson Jr. did, where he just gets you consistently positive yardage on every play. I think he's going to carve out a nice NFL career. I don't think he's going to be a star based on what I've seen, because you really do need to be able to break away. But as far as just being a tough inside runner who's going to get you those yards, this is your guy. This is who you draft. You put him in there, and you're like, okay, at least I know my offense is moving forward. Next guy, Akeelion Black out of Indiana, 4.5, 40, 1,000 yards rushing, 10 TDs. Khalil Herbert is, if you guys remember him from the Bears before he had some terrible injuries. Very good vision, strong runner. But again, we're getting into guys that are going to be later in the rounds. And he's going to be probably between that 4, 5, 6 round guy. Just a solid back. Again, not a starter. This is a backup in the NFL to give your starting running back some rest and get some reps for him. But again, you know, Herbert is a really good comparison to this guy, and I think that's a really good one. They're very, very similar runners, and that's Black out of Indiana. Again, nothing special. Nothing special, just solid, right? And Le'Veon Moss out of Texas A&M. I've watched so much Texas A&M film. For obvious reasons, they have a lot of NFL players, and when you watch him, you're like, okay, well, you can see why he was a high recruit. He ran a 4.5 40, 404 yards, 6 TDs, has terrific vision and balance. Damian Pierce is his NFL comparison. injuries, unfortunately, have been his deal, right? If you can get somebody with this type of projection, now remember, I am a production guy over projection, but I will draft projection in the lower rounds if I think it's a guy that can come through and be extremely efficient. Le'Veon Moss is a guy that is a sleeper. You don't really know what this guy can do. He has the physical ability. He has speed. He has size. He has vision. But if you draft him right, there's really no risk here. And the upside is fantastic. But again, going back to these top running backs, you have a superstar player in Jeremiah Love. And then you have Jadarian Price, Mike Washington, and Jonah Coleman, which kind of round up that top those top guys. So not overall a very strong class. There are pundits who say this is a great class because there's just a lot of NFL-ready running backs. I'm okay. I'm all good with that. You know, but me, I'm looking for blue chippers. I'm looking for glass eaters. I'm looking for stars. I'm looking for guys you put on the side of stadiums, right? And there's really one guy in this draft that can do that, who has elite traits. All right, so we're going to move on to tight ends, and we're going to get into this tight end conversation. As you know, we're going to do a lot of Bucks talk on the Bucks draft special with Joe Bucks Fan. And Kenyon Sadiq is a guy that definitely is an interesting guy because he's all over the board. You have people who think he's Brock Bowers, and then you have people that think that he's a receiver. Then you have people that think, oh, well, he has his hands are questionable. And then you watch him and he's like, man, his hands look great. It's just all over the place. And now some other things have come up recently. He's 6'3", 241. He ran a 4.39. As you know, even though at the tight end position, if you played him in the slot, you can move him around. You can even play him at X because he can stretch the field. This guy can line up as a wide receiver and a tight end. Can you imagine a two tight end set with somebody that fast? He's an amazing matchup nightmare for a linebacker and a safety. The safety has to know where he is on the field because there's no way a linebacker hangs with him. It's impossible. He had 560 yards and 8 TDs. He's explosive. He's a terrific route runner, which is usually what you see with these guys is they're not good route runners. This guy is a good route runner. There's a lot to like about Kenyon Sadiq. I think that he's going to be an excellent pro. I do have some questions about some of the stuff that has come up recently about him like disappearing in some of the games, and I don't know if that's a process from Oregon or not. Or I looked at the hands issue. Yeah, does he have some drops? Well, pretty much all of them have some drops. But can he stretch the field in a way that wide receivers can't stretch the field? Absolutely. You want to talk about a running game. You guys want to have a running game? Put Sadiq in there because the linebackers will freeze knowing that he's going to run past them and they're going to have to do their very best. And then the running back gets an extra yard, an extra 2 yards. Maybe, you get an open lane and he just takes off because there's so much to worry at the tight end position with him. I think the speed off the line and the burst would be so hard to judge on film until you're actually in the game, which gives you such an advantage. So I'm going to go through the breakdown of the draft. I have him going to the Baltimore Ravens in the draft, and we'll go through that more. But a very interesting player. My next guy, Max Clair out of Ohio State. The thing you love about him is he's a glass eating lunch pail tight end. And his speed isn't terrible, right? I mean, if his speed was a little bit faster, this guy would be in the first round conversation. At 6'4", 246, he can block, he can catch, his hands are soft. He ran a 4.68 and a 4.75, so let's just say he's a 4.7 guy. So again, not great. Route running, terrific, reliable target, always where he's supposed to be, very cerebral player, great teammate. There's just so much about this guy to love. But if you're a Bucks fan, you're like, he's going to be, is he Cade Otton? Again, is he a little bit better than Cade Otton? I think so, based upon what I've seen on tape. Cade Otton has developed into a solid, if not, he's not great, but he's a solid tight end for the Buccaneers. Now, again, some of Cade Otton's struggles could be offensive coordinator, right? We don't know that. This year, we have Zach Robinson coming in. Zach Robinson likes two tight end sets, and he did like it because he had Bijan. Who knows what he's going to run here? He probably will switch it up a little bit, but he does love to use tight ends, as you saw the usage last year with Atlanta. So it wouldn't hurt us to have another tight end. And I have somebody, I have some people in this draft that I think would sneak in there. I think Max is going to go a little higher than where I would want to draft a tight end, because I just think he's a plug and play tight end in the NFL. He's not in Sadiq's category, not because of anything other than the stretching the field. And again, Sadiq is a guy that can be, you want to talk about a Mike Evans replacement. You don't replace Mike Evans because he's a Hall of Famer. What you can do is Mike Evans playing the X, you know, pulled the safety and he helped the running game. No matter what anybody says, he stretched the field. He created seams. Well, that's what Sadiq can do. And Max is not that kind of guy, but Max is going to block. He's going to catch. He's going to be a red zone target. He's going to be an above average starter in the NFL. My next guy is going to surprise people. My next guy is Oscar Delp out of Georgia. 6'5", 245, ran a 4.5540, had 20 receptions for 261. This guy, I'm telling you, this guy's athletic and smart, and he's a great teammate from everything I've read. When you watch Brock Bowers play, you got to watch Oscar as his backup, right? So you're watching, I'm watching Brock, I'm watching Oscar, I'm watching Brock. And now you're like, okay, well, now that Brock got drafted, Oscar was going to come in and be this Brock Bowers type tight end. Well, that didn't develop at Georgia. They did something completely different. They went in a different direction, and they didn't feature him, right? 20 receptions for 261 and one TD. That's not being featured. This guy is a super underrated, underdeveloped guy that I think needs to jump on the Bucs roster. I think this guy can be an above-average starter in the NFL. I think he brings a dimension that we don't have on our roster right now, and I don't think we have to draft him very high. Give up a premium pick for him. But there are a lot of teams looking at him. Kansas City Chiefs are very high on him. The Rams and the Bucs are also looking at him. I'm telling you, there's something about this guy that's interesting, and I'm looking forward to seeing that box open like a Christmas present. I'm interested. My next guy, Michael Trigg out of Baylor, 6'4", 240, 4'6", 540, 50 receiving yards, or 50 receptions for 694 receiving yards and 6 TDs. This guy is a wide receiver. That's what he is. He's definitely not an all-around tight end. This guy is just an offensive weapon. He is not going to get into the trenches and do a lot of blocking. He's not going to open a lot of running back lanes. This guy is going to get down the field, get open, have yards after the catch everything that's thrown to him. The guy's very, very exciting player to watch. And unfortunately, some negative things came out about him in the last week or so about having some alleged off-the-field stuff. Nothing major, but enough to be a red flag. And some of the interviews, I heard he didn't interview well. Unfortunately, I don't think that he would fit into what Jason Light's trying to bring on the team based upon just some of the rumors that we've heard. But again, athletically speaking, the guy's a wide receiver on the field. Sam Roush out of Stanford, 6'6", 267, 4.7 40, 49 receptions, 5.45. Traditional tight end guy, has size and strength. Really good in the run game, has soft hands. This guy's just a solid guy. He's bigger than Laporta, but, you know, he has very similar attributes. Laporta's faster, but there's a very similar thing to their game when Laporta was coming out. Sam is an interesting guy, smart guy, obviously, at Stanford. But I love his size. This guy's a traditional tight end. That's what he is, and that's what you're going to get. And with all the little gimmicks that we do right now, and you're not going to be able to move him in a slot, you're not going to be able to put him out wide or anything like that stuff, he's going to be an inline traditional Y, and that's what he's going to be, and I think he's going to be a solid guy in the NFL. And Joe Warrior is my next guy out of Cincinnati, 6'5", 247, 4.6 40, 29 receptions, 416 yards. This is a guy that at Cincinnati, with the offense they ran, was a vertical threat. Had nice production with 416 yards, I think was really good production. I think this guy's a little bit of a sleeper. I think people are sleeping on him a little bit. If you're looking for a large target for your quarterback, a young quarterback, doesn't have to be young, but I'm saying on the younger quarterback side, this guy's your best friend. Big target, soft hands, gets open downfield, doesn't give up on a play, needs to work on his blocking some. My next guy, Josh Guervas out of Alabama. This guy, his hands are just pretty amazing. 37 receptions, 411 yards. He's very versatile. 6'3", 4'6", 5'40", again, 245 pounds. Has the size. He's a little – doesn't have the height that some of the other guys have. He's very similar to Sadiq in the height area, but not as fast, obviously. Love his hands. High-end recruit. Has a lot of the tangibles that you're looking for, but he's more of a developmental tight end. And Jack Endre is the same thing out of Texas. 6'5", 245. That's cookie cutter for a tight end in the NFL this year, or now in modern day. 4'6", 240. 33 receptions, 346 yards, and 3 TDs. He had some games where he really showed up for Manning, and then he had some games where he disappears. So I think he needs to be more consistent in his routes, more consistent in his play. Sometimes I think he gets caught up in wanting to be a blocker and not understanding that he has other offensive duties. And then all of a sudden you see him break out and you're like, okay, there he is. All right, okay, let's keep it. And then the next week he's inconsistent. So I don't think it was a quarterback play. I just think that he's a guy that needs to develop into a backup in the NFL, possibly has an above starter traits. So we'll see how that goes. And Matt Hilbner out of SMU, 6'4", 251, 4'5", 740, 31 receptions, 436 yards, and 4 TDs. This guy is a developmental guy, again, blocking and receiving, and there's upside there. He shows some good yards after catch. I really do like his 40 time and his size. I think he's right in there at 6'4", 250. I think he's right in there where he needs to be. But again, lower round developmental guy. Another one is John Michael Glenborg out of Wyoming, 6'6", 249, 4'6", 40. 24 receptions, 217 yards, and a TD. Again, this guy's another developmental guy with a lot of upside. Out of these developmental guys, I think Josh Cuervas out of Alabama shows the most on the offensive side, and Jack Endre is pretty much the Swiss Army knife of development, where you can develop him on a lot of different things. But between Michael Trigg, who's just a guy that's basically a wide receiver on the field. He's going to be able to, if he can figure out what's going on with his maturity level or whatever's going on with him, and he can be a productive NFL player. Michael Trigg is an offensive weapon from day one. Oscar Delp, we discussed. I think he's one of the most underrated players in the draft. Max Clair out of Ohio State. Again, solid and above average starter. And then Sadiq, I think, is explosive. I obviously don't think that he is in the Brock Bowers category, but it's kind of funny because his name is Sadiq, but he is unique in the situation where he can play wide receiver and tight end and still block. And so there's a lot of things that he can do, which is really, really interesting. And I'm interested to see as this season goes on, when we do our best in class, when I do the follow-up on these guys, to see their production and see where it goes. If he does go to the Ravens, Lamar Jackson's going to eat him up. I mean, he's going to be a stud there. So we'll see how that goes. And I hope that Oscar finds his way on the Bucks roster. That's me being selfish and a Bucks fan, but that's what I'm hoping. Okay, that wraps up our running backs and tight ends. Very exciting stuff, guys. Please email me at bestinclass@billcurryford.com with any questions or comments. Leave me reviews, please, at Apple, Podbeam, and Joe Bucks Fan. I'm very excited that I was able to get over my 100th episode on Apple. Very exciting stuff. I'm still at a 5.0 for reviews, so that's really awesome, guys. Thank you so much for all the comments that come in. I really appreciate it. Please visit us at BillCurryFord.com. See all of the amazing manager specials that I went through and follow us at all of the amazing social media sites that are now available, Bill Curry Ford Tampa, et cetera, et cetera. You guys know what to do. The draft is coming up. I'll see you next time, guys, for offensive tackles and offensive guards.